What a fantastic voice, the voice of the late Whitney Houston. And thank you, Diane, and all the fun up there in Auckland. Thank you for the email and the song, I Will Always Love You. Where are we going to now? We're going to say hi to Kath up there in GI. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Lindsay. I have a word, please. May I please have Selwyn Rawiri with Te Hapua Sunrise, please. It's for Matua Jim, the oyster farmer of Te Hapua, and for my brother-in-law, Joseph Latimer, and his brother, Sir Graham, and Lady Emily, and their whānau. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
Okay, thanks, Kath.
Bye-bye.
Here we are. Always nice to hear from Kath and all the fun up there in GI, meaning Glenn Innes. Is Salanawari to Hapua Sunrise 06-868-5958.
To Hapua Sunrise that lights up the skies, glorious colors to mesmerize, bound with your glory and wonderful view. Sunrise, lost my heart in you. To Hapua Sunrise, creation's display, heavenly portraits at opening of day, visions of beauty. My eyes behold. Celestial gold, as the sun rises from the east, from her home far beneath, she spreads her golden rays to welcome us to Hapua day, to Hapua sunrise, the time of her day. Along the seashore, somebody could play. Eyes on the heavens, true love in their hearts. The Hapua sunrise, where paradise starts. As the sun rises from the east, from her home far beneath. Spreads her golden rays to welcome her to Hapua day, to Hapua sunrise, the time of the day. Along the seashores, tamariki play, eyes on the heavens, true love in their hearts. Sunrise, where paradise starts. To Hapua sunrise, lost my heart in you. To Hapua sunrise, found a love.
Hey!
in and take these chains from my heart and set me free. It is getting on to 5 to 8 o'clock here on the Whānau Show. I just hope you can keep me awake more than keeping me free. I'm going to head on up to Auckland now and say hi to Jude. Hi, Jude.
Hi there, Linz. Just wanted to call in and acknowledge the wonderful night that we spent with you all at the studio last Sunday night. And like we said, you know, it was unexpected. Tom and I sort of spoke together. We took it to the meeting, and because everything goes through our meetings now. And the amount of hands that went up, unfortunately, there were some of our members that couldn't make it. But we shared our night with them and at our meeting yesterday. And it was absolutely wonderful. Everybody just took it in, and we're still having a giggle, you know, old Ma Campbell there, when we brought her through, she was in her element, you know. She was still smiling.
I call her the leader of the pack.
And of course,
you had one member who couldn't come because they lost their teeth.
Oh, well, actually, I have to tell you this one, Linz. Chrissy actually got an anonymous call to say that there were some teeth found on the beach. And Chrissy was asking who it was, but they wouldn't say. But
oh, really?
Yeah, she did. She got an anonymous call.
Wow.
But she turned up with her teeth yesterday to the meeting.
Right.
So,
I'm at auction them up in Pukekohe.
it was a good laugh there. And so Chrissy was at the meeting yesterday, and all our committee members have now, you know, we've all had things that we've had to do prior to getting closer to the Whānau Show happening early March, but now everybody's on board and the commitment is totally there. We've got two more to go, and to just let you know that we have got a bit of a fundraiser on Saturday the 18th at the Point Chevalier RSA Linz for all our Auckland supporters. If they'd like to come, it's from 1 to 5. It's a $5 entry, and two of our artists who are on our committee are actually going to be entertaining for the afternoon, which is Dennis August and Selwyn Rawiri. We have the Country Magic Country and Western Club actually bringing some of their artists over to help support this, and yeah, it's going to be a wonderful afternoon, and come and join in and introduce yourselves to the committee, and we'll be wearing name badges so that you'll know who we are. It'll be lovely to see you all. If you're here listening online from Auckland, turn up at the Point Chevalier RSA 1 till 5. We'd love to see you.
What date is that, Jude?
It's the 18th. It's a Saturday.
Okay. 1 to 5, that sounds good.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful afternoon, and we're just fortunate, very fortunate, to have two of the artists actually on our committee who are going to help, you know, support. So,
wonderful.
And it's going to be absolutely wonderful, so that if they happen to turn up, the Auckland supporters turn up, they're actually going to get a peek at what's going to be, you know, there on at Pukekohe. So,
oh, that sounds good.
But as Tom said, Linz, no surprises, please.
No, definitely not.
We're out of surprises.
Tell me, before you go, Jude, you did put a call out last week for people who ordered tickets early and hadn't paid them. You want
to... I was going to get to that, Linz.
Right.
In our meeting yesterday, that was the big discussion. And that was on your part, in our part as well, is that we have a lot of people who have actually ordered tickets, and we've been trying to correspond with these people. We either can't get to them, or for some reason, you know, they're not home, or for any other reason, I'm not sure. But we really need these people to make contact tonight. And if we don't hear from them by the end of the show tonight, Linz, we're going to actually pass the tickets on. Because we have people waiting in line for tickets, and these people who have rung and made no contact at all to let us know that they definitely want these tickets, it's not fair on those that have got the money and are waiting, you know, in the background. And so that's just letting you people know out there, I think this is a fair chance to tell you all that if we don't hear let's put it this way, for any of the ticket sellers don't hear from those that have ordered tickets and haven't paid for them by the end of the show tonight, we're actually going to pass them on, because we have that many people waiting in line.
Wonderful. Right.
So, and, you know, we've got our committee members who have been out over the weekend chasing up tickets, like Warwick has been out there and Billy Rudolph has been out there. So everybody is doing their job, and it's too close now to be starting to worry about that. We've got other things to worry about, like the, you know, preparing of the venue, and Lindsay, as we get closer, we're going to let you know what's happening with the Porphyry.
Right.
So we've still got all that coming yet. So, you know, at this point, people have had fair warning from when we took this show on in October. What was the expectation was is to pay by the end of January. For those that have come on late, we've been lenient and given them a couple of extra weeks, but it's getting too close now. So warnings out there to everybody. Please, if you've ordered tickets from any of the ticket holders, contact them tonight by the end of the show, otherwise we're going to be passing them on.
Thanks,
and you're going to be a very sorry person if you're going to miss out on this wonderful show.
It sounds exciting, and just a wee bit about the venue.
At the Pukekohe Indian Hall.
Right.
Lindsay, we are going to be putting up some signs, also directing from the hall to, from the Pukekohe Town Hall to the Indian Hall. So don't feel that you're going to come into Pukekohe and wonder where you're going. If you find the town hall, your directions will be from there with fluorescent arrows pointing your way to the Indian Hall.
Right.
And once you get there, you'll think, oh, my goodness, it's only around the corner. It's only 2 minutes by car from actual town hall. But as after what our last meeting is actually going to be on the 26th of February, which is a Sunday, so that we have all our community members on board that day, Lins, and we will give you the final details, no doubt, that night.
Right.
To let you know that this is it, that is it, and then we're going to just be seeing everybody at the show.
And it's absolutely awesome.
Oh, thank you, Lins. But I do want to say a big hi out to our captain, Tom Radahi, and you know, like they usually say, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Well, this time we have our chief and all our Indians are behind him. So to all our committee members out there, thank yous all. Without your support, you know, we couldn't be doing what we're doing. It's not just about Tom and I, it's about Tom and I and the committee.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thanks, Jude.
Okay, Lindsay, we'll just play a song that's appropriate for our committee and everybody else out there. And to my darling mum, I think she's in Potatadu, and to hi to you, Dad, down in Makatu.
Nice to hear from Jess the other night, too.
Yes, yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. And Diane tonight, nice to hear from Diane tonight.
Yes, I heard that too, Lindsay. Actually, I got a text from Jess while I was standing beside you, and she said, you better tell Lindsay to watch his job, because you sound quite sexy online.
Mm.
I had a giggle about that. But we'll, yes, so no, it's all good, Lindsay. It was such a lot of fun down there with yous all. And you know, the people that are there to support you in Hine, my goodness. You know, these are the true followers. Mind you, you know, I'm sure if everybody could make it down to the radio station, they would. So this is for everybody.
Okay, Judy. Hey, wait there. I would chat with you off.
Okay, thank you.
You're on the Whānau Show with Lindsay. All our lines are full. Keep those emails coming through our website, Whānau. In the meantime, here, Jude, and it's appropriate that we dedicate this out to Ma Pa Campbell and to all the Whānau. Dennis August, Someone. yeah, Dennis August and the beautiful wife are there. Someone right here on the Fana Show. Up to you, Tom and Jude, and all that wonderful, wonderful committee up there in Auckland, who're doing a fantastic job. And of course, I got to compliment a couple of wonderful folk that we met last weekend. That's Jackie and Billy Rudolph, and mihi kia kōrua. Ngā mihi kia koe, Billy, me tō karakia kia mātou e tēnei wā, e rā pō, kā nui te mihi kia koe ho. It is 8:05, 06-868-5958 is the number. And keep those emails coming through, whānau. Wherever you live around Aotearoa, or wherever you live around the globe, go to our website and send us an email. And of course, we'll play your song tonight right here on The Whānau Show. Let's go down to Porirua. Say hi to Jeff. Come on, Jeff.
Good evening, Lindsay. Could I please hear Murray have some more singing California Blue? I'd like to dedicate that to you and honey and all the keen listeners of the show who enjoy Murray have some more like I do.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. There's that girl from Waiomatatini. Murray has some more and California Blue. Two spare lines. Give us a call, Fano. Marie has some more California Blue. Auntie Beryl.
Hello there, Lindsay.
Hello, Auntie Beryl. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
You always sound fine. You're sounding better every week.
Oh, well, that's good.
Must be that new cat you got in there, eh?
The new which?
New cat.
The cat? Oh, yes, it's not an old tomcat, though.
Ah. Right, who would you like a song?
Captain. Incoming message.
Please, anyone there in the studio with you? Etta and Huey, Joseph and his mum, Tangy and Richard and Little Chosen, and for Maureen and Auntie Amy, and for you and Hine with much love.
Okay, darling, all the best. Have a nice week.
You too, darling.
And you behave.
Oh, well, if I can't, I'll be careful.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're on the Whānau Show with Linz, and of course, a big welcome to all our new listeners tonight on the Whānau Show. Ngamihinu I kia koutou, 06-868-5958. Give us a call, Whānau.
There's a heart that is broken today. There is someone who waits far away, one who's kneeling in prayer as she waits for me there, asking that I might come back someday. Her hands are all wrinkled with care, the gold has all gone from her hair. From the garden of prayer, when I was a boy at her knee, she was more than a mother to me. As I gaze into space, I can see her sweet face as I stood by.